Okay, my beautiful friends, sit back and relax because here we go. This is my pre-market report. I'm laughing. I'm already starting with the laughing. Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Let's start off with this. So in about 15 minutes, we're going to get the this highly anticipated inflation metric, personal consumption expenditures. This has been proclaimed as the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge. I don't care what it says, okay? It's all propaganda. You all know that. We will cover it later anyway so we can maybe just laugh a little bit. Let's move forward. So how do you feel about this? I'm laughing. So our congressional, are you ready for it? Our congressional leaders, oh yeah, they're leading something. What are they leading us to? The slaughter, as we all know. So our congressional so-called leaders, also known as imbeciles, pretty much across the board here, they have come up with a tentative deal to, guess what, kick the can down the road, and they're going to fund our lovely government for a little longer, then we're going to have the same thing happen again. We can't have a budget. They cannot tell you this. Isn't it astonishing how, you see, they make it seem like there's some other thing going on here. But the fact of the matter is, we can have a budget because it would restrain spending. And our lovely, caring congressional leaders, well, of course, they're going to look for any and all mechanisms that you can dream about, think about, fantasize about, and maybe even have a nightmare about to continue to inflate. In other words, have the Federal Reserve provide more cash as they destroy whatever is left of, well, there's nothing left anymore. This is not the United States of America. Do you believe this is the United States of America? No, it's not. This has become the United States of corporate America. It's run by the military-industrial complex. The Fed provides all the funds for it. And every single one of our loving, caring representatives, they don't represent you. Oh, no, no, no. They represent, obviously, the corporate agenda, the military-industrial complex, and the Federal Reserve, who's funding it all. They know where this is all going, and so do you and I. This entire thing is going to come down and come down harder than anybody can possibly imagine. Maybe even you and I, because we are clearly marching into what is going to play out to be the absolute worst case scenario. Now, speaking about worst case scenarios here, okay, I know that you are not fixated on watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I mean, it's laughable. For 5 minutes, turn on CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business. Their lovely, caring commentators, you know, the puppets who are reading a script here, all they want you to do is focus on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 30 companies. Well, how about watching the drivers of this market? Now, the 10-year yield, this is, I'm going to say this, okay? The 10-year yield today, right now, this morning, 4.31 as I now look at my my clock here, 8:18 a.m. Eastern time. It's flashing orange now. Does that mean we got to run for the hills here? No. We're not flashing red yet. If you look at the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, the MMRI, again, free to everybody, link in the description of this video. I have this color-coded for you, all right? We are about 21 and a half points away from extreme risk, which is the red zone, okay? We are in the orange zone of high risk, okay? High risk doesn't necessarily mean that this market's going to crash or anything like that. The higher the risk in the market, generally the higher the reward. And we've seen what this market's done as of late. Up, 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 up. Record, 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 record. But as you know, if you've been following this blog, I have stipulated repeatedly that the market will go higher and higher and higher and higher as long as, I even wrote it down and underlined it, as long as there's stability in the debt market. 10-year yield, more specifically, being the benchmark. That's why it's a calculation in the MMRI, along with the relative strength of the dollar. Okay, I think you all know that by now. Let me put it to you another way. I remain a bull with regard to the stock market right now. I remain a bull With regard to cryptocurrencies, I remain a bull with gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and crude oil. Commodities in aggregate. You all know that. Okay. Could this change? We spoke, you and I, just a few days ago, about a possible breakout to the upside with regard to the 10-year yield. If this happens, okay, and I'm not talking about an uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market. An uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market is going to destroy the stock market. And I mean destroy the stock market. It'll sell off so fast, people's heads are going to spin around like The Exorcist. I'm talking about a breakout to the upside. If this happens, if we see the 10-year yield continue to climb, not in an uncontrolled manner, but let's say a steady, slow increase with the 10-year yield, the market's going to hate it. The stock market is going to hate it one more time, hate it. But in my view, that could, and we'll have to readdress this at the time, present a buying opportunity for you and me. Because we have not seen a pullback. We have not seen a correction in this market in not how freaking long. Obviously, if we see an uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market, which would mean the 10-year yield, this is what I'm talking about when I'm saying an uncontrolled sell-off, all right? Let's say right now we're sitting at 4.3. We're at 4.31. Let's say we see on the same day, 4.31, 4.5, 4.45, bang, 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 like an uncontrolled spike. It's going to be time to run for the hills. Okay, I don't think we're there yet. Now, part of this mechanism, we heard from Fed Governor Bowman, whatever it is, okay? And this creature was floated out to talk about inflation, it's still out of control. Meanwhile, the Fed's supposed to be fixing it. You know, we're supposed to trust them that they can fix it. You know that, right? They're the ones that created this problem. We're supposed to believe that these same creatures are the ones that are going to fix the problem for us. Really? I'm not that stupid. And I know you're not that stupid either, but that's what they're trying to do. So this Fed president, Fed governor, again, playing their game. Rate cuts may not be coming. I said, bull. The Federal Reserve is on a fixed path. They are not data dependent. How many times have you heard the creature, Powell, it, thing, vomitous mass puke that he is, okay, explain to you that the Fed's data dependent, and they will use their tools. This is the tools that they have, okay, that's it. All they do is issue debt to the world. They manipulate debt. That's it. They are not data dependent at all. The Fed is on a fixed path to destroy the economy, to destroy, wipe out an entire class of people. And I'm talking about central banks around the world too. They're working collectively to eliminate the entire middle class. You all know this. You all know this. Neo-feudal system. They had it in our face yesterday, talking about how the rich are getting richer than ever before. Lovely. Guess what? At everyone else's expense. That's the truth. There's no such thing as trickle-down economics. When you hear that, okay, when you hear that, you know you're listening to an imbecile of the highest order, okay? It never trickles down. It always goes up. Wealth always goes up to the 1 and 2%ers, period. That's a fact. And we're seeing more of that today than ever before. Imagine my shock. Anyway, look. You get what's going on here. So what does it mean? What are you and me going to do? As with regard to the stock market, I am long. I am looking for more opportunities to get longer as long as there's a stipulation. Stability remains in the debt market. Even if we see a breakout to the upside of the 10-year yield and it doesn't start spiking higher, I'm going to stay long here, okay? Because I know, listen to what I'm saying here. I know that the Fed is on a fixed path with regard to cutting rates. That's going to put a fire under this market that you're not going to believe. With regard to the sell-off of these CEOs and these senators here, these multi-billionaires dumping stocks, you know why they're doing that, and I covered that recently, okay? With regard to that, I told you what I'm going to do. I told you what I'm planning on doing, but not yet. Not yet, okay? Anyway, look, I got your back. All of you got my back, all right? We will remain where we are, and that is higher or so far ahead of the curve on here, and we're going to increase that gap, being ahead of the curve on here. We can't be beaten. Like I said, number one, we have each other, okay? We're looking out for each other. We are raising our awareness. We know what to do. Do you think that this issue with debts and deficits and governments kicking the governments, so-called representatives kicking Canada down the road, this is going to stop? It's going to actually end anything? No, it's not. It's going to surge much, much higher. So you need to bet against the debt, become your own central bank. You know that. And we got this covered. So just sit back, relax, and just understand that if you've been following this blog, nobody has a better perspective on what's going on than you do. And that gives you an insurmountable edge, at least in my view. All right, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. I will see all of you later, 4:05 Eastern for my live stream. I posted some new videos on my Instagram, a couple of nice drag races yesterday. You're going to like these things if you are following my Instagram. I hope you are. Go check those out. There's a link in the description of this video for that too. All right. Love you a lot, people. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'll see you later.